من الملائكة منزلين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Allah Ta'ala says, istaqulu. Remember the time when you were telling lil mu'minin, the mu'minin, when you were telling your companions, alan yakfiyakum ay yumiddakum rabbukum, that shall it not suffice you ayyumiddakum rabbukum, that your Lord shall help you bi thalathati alafim, that he should help you with 3,000 minal malaika, 3,000 angels munzaleen, sent down. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heart of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam so strong that once he got this feeling in his heart that his du'as are accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him remember. That remember the time that everybody was fearful. Everybody knew that today we will all die because we are only 313 in number. We only have 8 swords. We only have 2 horses. They have 300 horses. They have 1,000 swords. So they will kill us and they will crush us. They will destroy us. This is how it is. If you look at mathematics, there was no comparison, not at all. And the Prophet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about this time that you stood up in front of all these companions and there was so much tranquility and peace in your heart that you told the mu'mineen that should it be enough that Allah should send you 3,000 malaika, 3,000 angels to help you? And that's when the Muslims gathered the motivation. This was the time. After this feeling came in the heart of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stood up and he knew that everyone was fearful. Everyone was thinking that today is the day that we will lose. And these were the words that the messenger told them. That do you want that Allah should help you with 3,000 angels? That's when everyone became so motivated. Allahu Akbar. And this was a turning point. The motivation went so high that the battle of Badr took only a few hours. In a few hours, the kuffar lost the game. 70 of the biggest sardars, the biggest people of Quraysh were killed. And 70 were captured as prisoners of war. And the rest, they ran back to Makkah. And the Prophet ﷺ did not follow them because he had to manage these 70 people. And the number of Muslims were very little already. So he did not follow them. But this, they ran away, leaving all the bounties of war, all their weaponry. And when those weapons were sold and the things they had brought, when these were sold, it gave Muslims 50,000 dinars. Dinars in those times were gold coins. So the Muslims earned 50,000 dinars from this war. So this was a very huge boost to the economy of Muslims. So again, this war was a game changer in many, many different ways. So now we move on to this point that Jibreel, once he asked, after the battle, much after the battle, he asked the Prophet ﷺ that who are the best among your Sahaba? And the Prophet ﷺ said, the best ones among my Sahaba were those who fought in the battle of Badr. And Jibreel, he said to the Messenger ﷺ, do you know what? the best ones among our angels also in the eyes of Allah are those who also fought in the battle of Badr. So Allah's help in the form of angels descended in the battle of Badr. So Jibreel is saying that not only the people of Badr, the Muslims of Badr were the best Muslims, the angels of Badr were also the best angels in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, Abbas radiallahu anhu, and this uncle was not a Muslim till then, and in the battle of Badr, Abbas radiallahu anhu came and fought from the side of the Kuffar. So he fought for the Kuffar. He traveled from Makkah to fight the Muslims. And he was a very strong man. And he was a very tall person. In a hadith, it comes that when he would sit on the horse, he was such a tall man that his feet would touch the ground. So he was a very strong man, very tall man, the uncle of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abbas radhiyallahu anhu. And in this battle of Badr, he was captured by the Muslims. Now, the Sahabi who captured him, the Sahabi who captured Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, was not very tall. He was a very short man, very short. Everybody could see that his height was like the height of children, you know. And Abbas radhiyallahu anhu apparently seems like he was a person with the height of more than 7 foot. And he was brought in the custody of the Muslims, and he was handcuffed and chained by a very small, you know, very, very short person. So it looked very odd. So when he was brought in front of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tried to hide his guilt by saying that, you know, he did not capture me, the small man. There was somebody very big and very powerful, and I couldn't do anything in front of him, and he was the one who captured me. So this Sahabi, the short Sahabi, he said, oh no, Messenger of Allah, I was the one who tied his hands. So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, angels had descended, and they are the ones who tied them and who defeated them. SubhanAllah. So such was the arrival of the angels that, you know, even the short Sahaba, they were able to capture people like Abbas radiallahu anhu. So that is why the Prophet ﷺ in his heart became very tranquil that night of Badr. And he asked this question. And this question gave tranquility to all the Sahaba also. And what was the question? أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِسَلَاسَةِ آلَافٍ. Should it suffice you that Allah should help you with 3,000 angels? The 3,000 angels descended. And the number of Muslims went up. Now, before we go on to this conversation between Safwan bin Umayyah and Umair ibn Wahab, these were the two people of Quraysh. Before we go on to their conversation, there was also another thing to learn. And what was that? That after the Muslims were captured, after the Kuffar were captured, and there were 70 of them, again the Prophet ﷺ had a consultation with his close Sahaba, with his close companions, that what should we do with these? One of them said that we should burn them alive, we should kill them alive. Umar said, no, you know what should we do? Each captured unbeliever should be killed by his own relative. So those who came to fight, if there was one brother on the other side and the other brother was on the Muslim side, the Muslim brother should kill the captured kafir brother. So then Prophet ﷺ asked Abu Bakr ﷺ. Abu Bakr ﷺ said, no, we should take fidya. we should take ransom money from their family members and we should let them go. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the Prophet ﷺ chose the opinion of Abu Bakr r.a. And then when they were on their way back, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah's wrath and Allah's anger was descending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the opinion of Umar r.a. is better than the opinion of Abu Bakr in this matter. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, because you have finally decided and you have made a final decision, then we will go with the same decision that each captured unbeliever should be sent back after taking ransom from his relative. So then, after the Battle of Badr, and Allah talks about this battle every now and then in the Quran. After the battle in Makkah, there were two kuffar. One was Safwan bin Umayyah, and the other one was Umair ibn Wahab. He said, after the killing of all of our leaders, Makkah has become very deserted. There's nothing, there's no life in Makkah now. All of our leaders are dead, and we have been humiliated. And life is very difficult now. So in this tone, Umair ibn Wahab, he said, you know what? If I didn't have loans on me and family to feed, I would have gone and I would have killed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam myself. This is what my plan is, that if my loans are paid off and if I have a way of taking care of my kids and my family, taking financial care of them, then I will go and I will kill this messengers of the Muslim. Safwan ibn Umayyah radiallahu anhu was a rich man. He said, Umair, don't worry, I will pay your loans and I will take care of your family. You go and you kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when his loans were paid off by Safwan bin Umayyah, and the Safwan had given ample amount of money so that the family members can also be taken care of financially, Umair radiallahu anhu left Makkah. Sorry, Umair bin Wahab, he was not a Sahabi till then. He left Makkah and he came to Madinah Munawwara. As soon as he entered and he came close to the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, Umar radiallahu anhu saw that he was coming. And this is what he said: the shaitan from Makkah is here. Doesn't look like he has the right intentions. So he asked, why are you here? He said, well, I have a relative here. And that relative of mine, I want to pay his ransom and I'm here to collect him. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, okay, then why do you have a sword? He said, well, we had swords before also in the battle of Badr. Nothing happened to you guys with our swords. Nothing's going to happen to you anyways. But Umar radiallahu anhu was not convinced. So he held him and he took him inside the masjid in front of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, this Umair ibn Wahab, this kafir, he's here from Makkah. And I don't think his intention is correct. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, why are you here, Umair? And he said, well, I am here because I want to get one of my relatives, you know, freed from you. I am here to pay his ransom amount. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Umair, but you were telling Safwan that if somebody can take care of my loans and if he can take care of my children and the well-being and the financial well-being of my children, then you will come here and you will kill the messenger. Did you not say this? At this point, Umair ibn Wahab was shocked that how did he know? No one in Makkah knows about my intention to kill the messenger. Safwan is the only person who knows. How did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam find this out? at that point, he dropped his sword and he said, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, that I bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. So he had come to kill the messenger, but he became Muslim. Allah. And in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Safwan bin Umayyah, he was waiting there. The good news is going to come. So he had told a lot of people that good news is about to come. Good news is about to come. And every day, whoever would come from this side of Madinatul Munawwara, Safwan would go and try to meet him. That any good news? Did you hear anything? Where is Umair ibn Wahab? And there will be no news. One day the news came. Well, the news is that Umair ibn Wahab has also become Muslim. And he became so upset. And he said, oh my God, what did I do? Allah. And later on, even Safwan bin Umayyah became Muslim as well. Allah. So this Battle of Badr was a main part of the history of Islam. It was a game changer. It is a battle from which the Muslims till today are learning a lot of lessons on how to do consultations, how to take care of prisoners, how to turn towards Allah when you are in some deep trouble, and how to depend on Allah, and how to show your loyalty to the deen. This is also something that you learn from this Battle of Badr, and how to motivate your followers. This is also something that you learn from the Battle of Badr, right? So what was the motivating factor? The Prophet ﷺ said, would 3,000 angels be enough for you? Look at the style of conversation with the Sahaba, those who were very fearful, those who were thinking that tomorrow we will be destroyed. And how did the Prophet ﷺ motivate them? Would 3,000 angels be enough for you? And this motivated all of them. So many, many, many lessons to be learned from this Battle of Badr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend His special mercy on all of those who fought in the Battle of Badr. And may Allah descend His special mercy on those who became shaheed. There were 14 Muslims who were shaheed in this battle. And this ground of Badr is, you know, when you travel from even today, this ground is, there's a boundary wall around it, and the government has, you know, marked this place, and they've also written the names of these 14 beautiful companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Shuhada ul Badr, the Shaheed of the Badr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend His special mercy on all those who fought in Badr, all those who died in this Battle of Badr, all the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all those who learned lessons from this Battle of Badr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. I will do the translation one more time and then we will end this class. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Istaqulu lil mu'minina. And remember the time when you were saying to the believers, أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِتَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ, then shall it not suffice you that your Lord should help you, بِسَلَاسَةِ آلَافٍ, with 3,000 angels, with 3,000 مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ angels, مُنْزَلِينَ, sent down for you. So we will stop here, inshallah. And we'll make a short dua. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa lisanan zakira wa qalban khashi'a wa rizqan wasi'a وشفاء من كل داء وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Again, two short announcements. One is that you should please mark your attendance on our WhatsApp group. The second announcement that I made in the beginning of the class, that from next week onwards, from next Saturday, our class will be at 8 p.m. Pakistan time. The next Saturday class will be at 8 p.m. Pakistan time. If it is a very big problem for you, then please WhatsApp me on my number.